This is a Sichuan news update. Following a City of Nanaimo Council vote to spend over $10.8 million to redevelop Loudoun Park, community members gathered at the park hoping the city would stop the project. On April 7th, City Council voted to approve a project to redevelop an area of Loudoun Park located on Long Lake. This decision came after a vote at a Finance and Audit Committee meeting on March 19th to refer to Council a completely pared-down $6.5 million option. But at the City Council meeting, the vote was changed in favor of the option to spend $10.8 million for a new 10,000-square-foot boat storage building that would include new public washrooms and a new community meeting space. The building would also feature a training facility for the Long Lake Flatwater Training Society. Council voted in favor 5-4 for the $10.8 million project. Councilors who voted in favor were Cheryl Armstrong, Janice Perino, Tyler Brown, Ian Thorpe, and Mayor Leonard Krogh. Many community members were concerned with the project as the new space would take up a significant area of the small park and remove 29 mature trees. Following the vote, a group of about 75 concerned citizens took to Loudoun Park on a very windy Saturday on April 19th to rally in support of the park. Community members and people living near the park started the rally by using flagging tape to mark out the space that the boathouse would take up. They also placed sad faces on the 29 trees that would be cut down for the building. One of the main speakers at the event was City of Nanaimo Councillor Ben Gesselbrack, who voted against the project and was vocal about the effects the new boathouse would have on the park. He says the upgrades to the boathouse have been in the works with the City Council since the early 2000s. He says the biggest effects of the new building will be the loss of public green space in the park.
I really truly believe that Council wasn't fully aware about the footprint of this building.
Yay.
And I have faith that there will be reconsideration. But the issue is that the decision was made not really listening to the wider public or really engaging in a meaningful way with the actual details of the plan.
According to the City of Nanaimo, the city first started getting community feedback for a proposed new boathouse in 2009 and 2010, with a design announced in 2019 and updated following community feedback in 2021. Gesselbrack says he's supportive of the local rowing club getting a new building, and says he was supportive of this plan until he heard from residents in 2021 about the effects it would have on the space of the park.
So we said, staff, please go away and look at other alternatives. One, it's unacceptable, the footprint, and two, this is just too crazy expensive. Staff went away, didn't hear anything about it for 2-3 years, and then about 2 months ago, came back to council.
Gesselbrack explains that when the committee members first voted at the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on March 19th, there was three options they could have chose from, with the committee favoring two of the options. The first option was the current approved plan for the park, and the second option was to build the new boat storage where the current space is. The second option would only cost the city about $6 million while supplying the same amount of space for boat storage as the first option would.
A little bit, so 10.8 for the big deal, this one, and then this one was $6 million. And I'm like, okay, this is a no-brainer. And then, to my shock, council voted to go with the big deal here. And I was beside myself. I actually got quite upset and angry in the council meeting.
For the city to reconsider a vote, a council member who voted in favor of the motion would need to bring it back to council. Following the city council vote on April 7th to move forward with the $10.8 million boathouse, CHY's Joe Pugh spoke with city council member Janice Perino, who voted in favor of the more expensive boathouse. Perino was originally in favor of the $6 million option at the earlier Finance and Audit Committee meeting on March 19th, until she changed her vote in favor of the $10.8 million project at a city council meeting on April 7th. She told CHY that her reasoning was that Long Lake is unlike any other lake in Nanaimo due to how long it is.
So people from the rowing club and the canoe and kayak club, they can really do the training and the racing and the lessons that they need to do just because of the shape of the lake. So it's been popular for about, at least 20 years.
While Perino admits she voted in favor of the more expensive option under the misconception that would have more boat storage, now knowing that the two options would have the same amount of storage, she stays firm in her choice.
I mean, I have to say in the end, at the very final vote, I could have gone with my original, what I had decided at the Finance and Audit meeting. But once I heard Councillor Brown, Councillor Thorpe, and the mayor, I decided to go with them on their vote. I felt they were very familiar with the area. It's a tough one, I admit, and I was very disappointed that the staff member didn't have the correct information, because I might have had different comments, but in the end, I think I would have voted the way I did.
Heather Bates, member of the Rock City Neighborhood Association and one of the organizers of the event, also spoke to the crowd. She shared the importance of the park for her and her family.
For me, Loudoun Park is part of my family's life. We live nearby, and I'm thinking about a day last summer when we came here. It was three generations. There was me, there was my daughter who was six then, and my mom. And my daughter had just learned to ride her bike without training wheels, and we were up for an adventure. So we hopped on our bikes and we pedaled on down to Long Lake. And we enjoyed the beach, and we sat in the shade, and we ate ice cream from Burnt Honey, and it was a really great day.
She says she was pleased to first hear about the much-needed upgrades to the boathouse and rowing club. But it wasn't until she saw the blueprints for the new building that she realized how much it would change the park.
So this proposal doesn't just add a building. It replaces the park. It replaces the trees, the shade, an open, accessible space with something that is only serving a small portion of the community. For the rest of us, the picnickers, the dog walkers, the kids with the bikes, the families, it's a loss. It's a huge loss for us.
Bates told the crowd that now is the time to stand up and speak for the community. Bates told CHY after the event that they will be speaking at a city council meeting on May 5th as a delegation to encourage the mayor and council to re-examine their decisions for the park. She encourages those supporting the park to come in attendance of the meeting. For CHY News, with files from Joe Pugh, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.